From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Turkey carries out airstrikes in Syria. Turkey says it has carried out airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria in a significant escalation of its involvement in the battle against the extremist group. According to the Prime Minister's office, three F-16s took off from Diyarbakir in southeast Turkey early Friday and struck targets across the Turkish border province of Kilis. The statement said the jets dropped four guided bombs on a pair of Islamic State headquarters and a meeting point before returning safely to their base. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made an unannounced visit on Thursday to Iraq, saying he wanted a firsthand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart the advances of Islamic State militants. As the insurgents overran Ramadi in May, Mr. Carter had complained that Iraqi troops showed no will to fight. But at the first stop of a day-long visit, he praised Iraqi counterterrorism groups. The U.S. Senate held its first hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Bob Corker took issue with the deal.
But what I think you've actually done in these negotiations is codify a perfectly aligned pathway for Iran to get a nuclear weapon just by abiding by this agreement.
Now, Senator Corker was speaking to Secretary of State John Kerry, who countered, saying that whether the rest of the world likes it or not, Iran has already developed a sophisticated nuclear program. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. President Obama is on his way to Ethiopia and Kenya to highlight growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. He's scheduled to arrive a little later on today in Kenya, where he'll be attending the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. Later, he'll become the first American president to visit Ethiopia. This is VOA News. Just days before the United States is to release its annual global report on human trafficking, Thai authorities announced 72 trafficking suspects already in custody are to be indicted on related charges, while warrants have been issued for the arrests of 45 additional people. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Bangkok.
Thailand is calling it the kingdom's largest ever crackdown on human trafficking. Since May, 15 officials have been implicated, including an Army lieutenant general. The executive director of Fortify Rights, Matthew Smith, says the announcement is welcomed.
What we've seen in the past is a number of people getting charged with abuses related to trafficking and then never getting convicted. And so I think there will be a fair amount of attention on the proceedings in Thailand with an eye towards whether or not convictions take place.
Thailand's move against the smuggling networks came after more than two dozen bodies were discovered in jungle graves near sites of suspected people smuggling camps along the Thai-Malaysian border. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The U.S. military says an airstrike earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan killed a high-ranking al-Qaeda operational commander. In a statement on Friday, the Pentagon said Abu Khalil al-Sudani was killed in a July 11th attack in Paktika province, which borders Pakistan. The statement described al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosives operation, adding he had played a part in attacks on U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. A gunman in the southern state of Louisiana here in the U.S. opened fire on Thursday evening in a movie theater, killing two people and wounding nine others before killing himself. Officials in the town of Lafayette said they know the identity of the gunman, but have only revealed that he was a 58-year-old man. Some of the victims were critically wounded, while others have non-life-threatening injuries. Bobby Jindal is Louisiana's governor.
When these kinds of acts of violence happen in a movie theater, when there's no real good reason why this kind of evil should intrude on the lives of families who are just out for a night of entertainment, I know a lot of us are horrified and shocked. The great thing about America is that when any of us suffers, whether it's one family or one community, we all suffer. This is a time for us to come together.
About 100 people were in the theater. A report in the New York Times newspaper says two federal inspectors general have asked the Justice Department to open a criminal investigation into whether Hillary Clinton mishandled sensitive government information on a private email account she used when she was the U.S. Secretary of State. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.